Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, another live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program is now rounding the corner and heading in for the final stretch. Welcome back to the show. James Edwards with you tonight, Saturday, May 5th. Coming to you live tonight, as we always do. Should know that by now. From AM 1380, WLRM Radio in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. That's where I am at this evening as I sit in the studio of our flagship radio station, but by no means our only affiliate. Thanks to the Liberty News Radio Network. You just heard from Sam Bushman, our guest, during the entire second hour. Sam was giving you a sampling, just a sneak peek at the presentation he delivered, the speech he gave to the Constitution Party convention a couple of weeks ago in Nashville, Tennessee. It's entitled, He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. Thank God for Sam Bushman and those who support our work here on the air, because we do own a piece of the mainstream media on the legitimate, incredible AM and FM airwaves, and we don't have to be subjected to the velvet hammer. We don't have to ask the masters of the media for our daily bread, for them to allow us to go on and tell you the unfiltered truth about politics in contemporary America. He who owns the media makes the rules. Thankfully, we're able to make the rules in our corner of the media here with the Liberty News Radio Network, our affiliate stations, all the different ways you have to listen to the show, the Political Cesspool, our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You add them all together, we're reaching a lot of people that we would otherwise not be reaching if what? If we didn't own our piece of the media. You heard during Sam's presentation about how basically all of the establishment press gets their marching orders from a centralized source, and they go out and present it as they are told. We don't do that here. We don't follow their rules here. For many of the reasons Sam mentioned and many of the reasons he didn't get a chance to mention, we need your support to keep the wheels on the wagon as we continue to grow and experience growing pains, as we've said a couple of times tonight. At the moment, obviously we're going out just fine and dandy over the live show to the affiliates and to the internet, but the broadcast archives are temporarily down. So for those of you tuning in late who might want to catch the first or second hour in the broadcast archives after the show, when they usually become available, you might have to wait up to a day or two as we move to a different server that would allow us more bandwidth to accommodate all the traffic that we're experiencing these days here on this program and on this network. And thanks to Sam Bushman again for his appearance tonight, for sharing with you a little bit of the speech he gave that I had the opportunity to witness, and of course for making this show and this network available to you. Without Sam, we wouldn't be able to talk about the things that we talk about on this show every week and that we have been talking about on this show every week for 8 years now. Tonight on the show, as I mentioned, we're going to be, at least in this hour, providing examples of the effects of diversity and multiculturalism. You know, again, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. I posted a video entitled A Celebration of Diversity, and it's worth a second look. You know, a lot of people have negative stereotypes about minorities, which are just plain wrong, and it makes my blood boil. For example, I've heard a lot of people say that black people, for instance, they like to riot at Chuck E. Cheese pizza joints. And I'm like, excuse me. For your information, pal, they like to riot at Denny's, too. And so we've got this video for you of a group of diversity going into a Denny's restaurant in East Oakland, California. And again, this is the celebration of diversity. This is the kind of diversity and multiculturalism that the government wants to enrich all of us with. And by hell or high water, they are going to get what they want, unless we continue to fight back in the court of public opinion and you support networks like this that are able to go out there and offer a different viewpoint from that which you would get on the radio and airwaves from Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh to Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann. When it boils down to the lowest common denominator, they really don't disagree. And they would certainly never talk about issues like this. You're like, I wonder why mass transit never really caught on. This is another video we posted at thepoliticalcesspool.org this week, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a ton of traffic to our website this week, which, of course, coincides with the growth that the network is experiencing now, why we're moving the archives, because we've got all these people coming in to listen, because we give you news, we make stories and video and radio available to you, the likes of which you will not find anywhere else. I cannot say it enough. But why did mass transit never really catch on? Well, you allow the establishment press to answer that question, and they'll give you any number of reasons. But let's first face the facts. It's cheap, it's convenient, and it's environmentally responsible, but for some reason, folks still won't use mass transit. I wonder why. Well, I give you a video as I presented as evidence. Article number one in the case against mass transit, well, and again, if you want to go watch it, you want to watch this video, I got to warn you, there's violence and authentic black language employed in this. You got this this black woman on the train going absolutely berserk over nothing. It's incredible. It looks as though it was scripted by some deranged Hollywood director, but it's all too real. And you see this kind of stuff wherever manifestations of extreme diversity presents itself. I wonder why mass transit never caught on. A celebration of diversity. Two videos you need to see for yourself tonight at the Political Cesspool radio program. I got a picture there, too. It's a little tongue-in-cheek picture entitled Remembering the Somali Pirates. You know, and you can remember a couple of years ago when the Somali pirates were all the rage and they were making all these news. But, you know, and I got to pick a bone with the establishment media there. For the sake of consistency, shouldn't our government and the media have referred to these Somali pirates as undocumented crew members? You know, illegal aliens break the law, and they're undocumented citizens, or whatever they're called. You know, why weren't the Somali pirates just called undocumented crew members? It's the same thing. Of course, you're never going to hear that anywhere else but here. But I got a picture. The reason I posted that little quip about them being undocumented crew members is because I got this little picture. And it's you got these four Somali pirates, presumably up to no good, going to hijack somebody and hold them for ransom. And they're in this little dinghy, little fishing boat with a handheld propeller at the back, you know, and the guy holds the propeller and he drives it, you know, this way and whatever. And you got one guy in the front with the bazooka. And then one guy obviously knows he's being photographed, so he's waving and excited about that. Another guy hooting at the camera, and then the other guy's back there driving. Well, you know, they've all got their weapons and their guns and their artillery. But, yeah, you know, let's remember the Somali pirates. Hey, guys in the mainstream media, if you're going to be consistent, if you're going to parrot everything, you know, let's go all the way. If they're illegal aliens, if we're going to call them undocumented whatever, workers, these are undocumented crew members. So let's remember the Somali pirates tonight here on the Political Cesspool radio program. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I've got much, much more. Stay tuned. Don't let me be misunderstood, baby. Don't let me be misunderstood. Please understand me, baby. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Continuing on, we got a lot of ground to cover, not a lot of time to do it. We talked about a celebration of diversity. We wondered why mass transit never really got caught on. If you want to learn the answers to those questions for yourself, check out the videos that we have available to you at for you at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Tonight we remembered with affection the Somali pirates. Let's move on. Africa, they say, is the dark continent. Well, I put up a post earlier this week that proves Africa truly is the dark continent. You remember last week I posted a what I thought was an inspirational video. It had some time-lapse sequences from the International Space Station of the world. It was just very moving. Walking on Air was the title of the post, and very inspirational. Anyway, since I was in the mood for space, I was looking at pictures that showed the world at night. And I posted one for you. And when you look at it, you see a satellite's view of the entire world laid out flat at night. On the left side of the picture, you see the west coast of America. On the right side of the picture, you see Japan and Australia and their coastlines. You see the whole world at night and what it looks like from outer space at night. The United States and Europe look like Clark Griswold's house in Christmas Vacation. You know, when he does it nothing but bright white lights. You see that. Over in Japan, completely illuminated. The east coast of Australia, I should say, where you have Sydney and Melbourne and even the southwestern part of Australia, where you have Perth, lights there. Lights even in Indonesia and India. No lights in Africa. Very, very few, most of them being in South Africa, where, of course, whites had a foothold for a while until they were exterminated and genocided. But there you have it. You know, again, it just proves, you know, if you, I'm all for God bless everybody, let them all advance, let them all embrace science and technological innovations, but some people have done it and some people haven't. So why would I want to trade down? I look at the world. I see the places where there's light and technological advancement and scientific achievement. I see Western countries, for the most part. Africa, completely dark, truly the dark continent. You take that as you will and draw your own conclusions there. But it's a picture worth seeing. I tell you, it's a very striking photograph. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. This one is certainly the case. It's one that is worth sharing with your email list. I'll tell you that. It's a beautiful picture. Politics notwithstanding, a beautiful picture, and we encourage you to check it out. It's available to you right now at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, another picture we have for you. Lots of pictures and videos. You know, we know people like to embrace information and learning by different methods. That's why we have the radio show, for those of you who like to learn by the spoken word. We have the website, for those of you who like to read your news. We also have, we complement the website with video and with pictures from time to time. And so we got this picture of Henry Ford's office. Henry Ford, the great industrial giant. We've got his office today, and it's literally been overtaken by nature again. You see a thick carpet of grass and moss inside the office, covering the floor of the office that Henry Ford used to work in. You know, if Americans in 1942 could have looked into the future and seen the following cities in the year 2012, those cities being Detroit, Dresden, Germany, Hiroshima, and East St. Louis. If they could see Detroit, Dresden, Hiroshima, and East St. Louis in 1942, if they could have seen what those four cities looked like in 2012, they would have had to have come to the logical conclusion that the Allies lost World War II. Because today, Dresden and Hiroshima look like shining examples of first world civilization, while Detroit and East St. Louis look like they are still reeling from atomic bombings. And frankly, at this point, you could effectively argue that diversity is more catastrophic to a nation than war. And to that end, again, ladies and gentlemen, we share with you this picture from the inside of what used to be Henry Ford's office. And as you can plainly see, nature has retaken the building that once represented America industrial might at its zenith. And as we continue to sacrifice excellence at the altar of diversity, expect many more scenes like this. And sadly so. Sadly so. Did you know that it is illegal to ask important questions? Yes, it is. Do you own your own business? Well, then you better read the laws carefully. America has made it illegal to ask your job applicants anything that's important. Is this country increasingly becoming a joke or what? Here's the story, and I read from it directly. The rough economy has made many people desperate for a job. In their eagerness to gain employment, many people may overlook improper interview questions. Depending on how they're asked, questions about personal topics may be more than just poor manners. They're illegal under federal and some state and local laws. These type of questions can be used to discriminate against applicants, and it's your right not to answer them. Here are 8 questions that, by law, federal law, an employer cannot ask you. Here they are. Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Number 1, how old are you? Can't be asked. It's illegal to ask how old someone is, because as we know, a 90-year-old woman can do the same work as a 20-year-old man. Are you married? I don't know why you would want to ask that, but for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. You can't. Now, here's one you can't ask. It's illegal to ask this. Are you a U.S. citizen? You cannot ask somebody that. Do you have any disabilities? You know, before you hire someone to drive a truck, it might be nice to know if they suffer from narcolepsy or something like that. You can't ask them. Another question you cannot ask, do you take drugs? You cannot ask them that. It's illegal according to federal law. What religion do you practice? Say someone applied for a job at a Christian school. They come in wearing a burqa. You might not want to hire them. Can't ask them, doesn't matter. What's your race? Obviously, everyone knows you can't ask that. Are you pregnant? You can't ask a woman who comes in larger than a balloon if she's about to have to take off a couple of months on maternity leave. You can't ask. Anyway, in any normal society, all of those questions would seem to be very important. You know, take a look at questions number 3 and 5, for example. Number 3, are you a U.S. citizen? Number 5, do you take drugs? Should employers not be able to inquire as to whether or not their candidates for work are illegal alien drug addicts? Well, according to the federal government, apparently not. It's not important if they're an illegal alien drug addict. Can't ask them. Like I said, America is turning into a very bad joke. It's a joke. And we're here to talk about it. We're not laughing. We want to fix it. We're trying our best here on the show. I tell you, we're doing everything we can here at the Political Cesspool Radio Program. And believe it or not, we only have a half hour left in tonight's show, but we're going to do everything we can to cram in a lot more news in this forthcoming segment. Now, just in case we can't get to it all, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and take a look there, because a lot of the news that we cover on the show is there for you to peruse at your own pace. We're going to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
For too long now, those whose ancestors carved from a vast wilderness an awe-inspiring extension of Western civilization have been without any semblance of political representation. Abandoned by the political establishment, we now face the prospect of losing our national identity, culture, and our way of life. But there is hope. There is still time to right these wrongs. And there is a vehicle to organize our people into a force capable of reclaiming America's destiny. The American Third Position is that vehicle. It's a political party for our people, led by extraordinary patriots like Bill Johnson, Kevin McDonald, and myself, James Edwards. Our ancestors, from the gates of Vienna to the sands of Iwo Jima, sacrificed their all in order to secure Providence's most precious gift, freedom. Now it's our turn. Learn more at the American Third Position website, American3P.org. That's American, the number three, the letter P.org. This is the American Third Position, American3P.org.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. I've got a little bit of a special announcement at the very end of the show tonight, which is typically Peter Scoop Stanton's segment to call in and offer his correspondence. So as a result of the shift in program agenda this evening, and what's been a pretty rare night for the cesspool, unfortunately, with the news with Keith Alexander. Anyway, Pete's calling in one segment early to do his bit. Peter Scoop Stanton, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you, James. Good evening, James, and good evening, cesspool family.
It's great to have you, Scoop. You know, I didn't quite get to cover all the news that I had in store tonight, so I'm going to ask you to hang in there with me as we get to some news. But before we get to my story, I want to get to your story. What do you have on deck for us tonight, as you always come prepared with something?
Yes. First, I'd like to offer my condolences to Keith Alexander's family. Secondly, Scoop and Scoopette are not pardon me. I'm not feeling too well due to a food poisoning incident at a Baja Fresh restaurant at Judiciary Square in downtown Washington. Come Monday morning, the D.C. Department of Health will get a phone call and a complaint. This morning I was watching the MSNBC with Chris Hayes. I watched it for entertainment value because, as Michael Savage properly said, liberalism is a mental disorder. On a side note, Sanders Bushman's last segment was outstanding.
You like the Bushman presentation, Scoop?
Yes, that just blew me away. I can't wait till I hear it on the archives because I totally caught a little bit of it. But anyways, I watched MSNBC to see what the enemy is doing. And this Chris Hayes character, who I'd say bats left and right, if you know what I mean, had a bunch of pink Okami, America-hating, backstabbing ponies on. And one of the people was this person named Esther Arma, who is a black female originally from UK. And I'm watching this person, this female, supposed female, is absolutely enormous sitting next to a white gentleman. And I'm looking at the television, and with advances in technology, the picture's clear as day. It's like they're literally sitting in that flash screen television. And I noticed Ms. Arma has an Adam's apple. I don't know if she was born. I'm not being funny. I'm looking, and I don't know if that's a natural bump or he's a she or she had a surgery or something. But I mean, this person was a train wreck. Now, everybody from MSNBC, Move On, and all the alphabets that want to say nasty stuff about me, yeah, I'm fat, yeah, I'd like a lot, and yeah, I owe everybody money. However, you know, I have an Adam's apple, and I'm a man, but this other character, she looks like she can beat the hell out of me. So that was the shock of the day. So
maybe that's Pat Buchanan's replacement on MSNBC.
Yes, it is. And if you notice on MSNBC, they have a panel. It's always the host and four liberals. Or they'll have the one conservative, good old Michael Steele, who back in the day at Bill Clinton, we call him Houseboy. But on to bigger and better things. James, as you know, I have a toddler, and it's very hard for us to go out to eat. Scoobette loves to go out to eat, where I like to stay at home. One of the reasons why I like to stay at home, because when you go out with a small child, you cannot enjoy a meal because you have to babysit your child. So one of the places we like to go to is Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And going to Chuck E. Cheese on a Saturday or Sunday is like signing your own death warrant. I mean, it is a YouTube moment waiting to happen. But if you go to YouTube, type in Chuck E. Cheese's, you'll see exactly what's happening there. And outside the Chuck E. Cheese that I go to, they have a sign that says, no firearms allowed. Now, James, I've been to some pretty nasty watering holes, including a watering hole my father owned. We used to hang out for bikers. dad never had a foot of sign that says no firearms allowed.
There you
Whether
go.
Firearms were in this place or not is a different story. So I do not like going to Chuck E. Cheese's.
You know, we've been covering the mayhem and carnage at Chuck E. Cheese for a few years on the show now. I've got to admit, every time Scoop goes to Chuck E. Cheese with his family, I get a text message. One time you said it looks like a UN convention or a Haitian. I think you said it looked like a Haitian refugee camp at Chuck E. Cheese. But no, he's right. You know, I have a daughter. We go to Chuck E. Cheese, as every family does, I guess, or as a lot of families do. And it's rough stuff there on the weekends. I'm telling you, it's dangerous. Now, we go during the week, and, you know, there's not many people there, and you can hack it. But, you know.
Exactly. And, James, I think the text I sent you was, this Chuck E. Cheese looks like the bar scene in the first Star Wars movie.
Yeah, stuff like that. And Scoop goes to Chuck E. Cheese a lot. I go, you know, once a month on average. I'll be frank here. I'll be honest. I'll be candid. Scoop, you're a weekly patron of Chuck E. Cheese. You must like living on the edge. You know, you were in the Army before, as many of the cesspool.
Navy.
As Winston Smith, a fellow naval officer, Eddie the Bombardier, was in the Army, and there is a difference.
Right.
But you have served, as over half of our staff has, me and Keith being the exceptions there. But anyway, I guess you must miss the action because you like to go back into the combat zone, and the closest you can get is a Chuck E. Cheese. But Scoop, let me shift gears here, and you know, we talk about how the Chuck E. Cheeses are pretty rough places, how they're dangerous. America's future is looking increasingly dark as well. If the liberals and the multiculturalists get their way, all of America is going to look like a Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday night. Your kids and grandkids are going to grow up in a country where half the population is made up of the peoples like the ones in this video I'm about to play for you, the people you'll find at Chuck E. Cheese on a weekend, who are filled with a raging hatred of American history and culture. And unless people stand up and speak out, this is going to be the kind of discourse that everyone is force-fed with no resistance whatsoever. This is a commercial that was drawn up to protest Columbus Day. Let's play it now if we can, Sam.
Columbus Day.
A day that our government has deemed worthy of remembrance.
But with all due respect.
With all due respect.
With all due respect.
There's an ugly truth that has been overlooked.
For way too long.
Columbus committed heinous crimes.
Against the indigenous peoples of the Caribbean.
And millions of natives throughout the Americas.
And Columbus set the stage for the slave trade in the New World.
So please.
Please reconsider. If this is a man you want to honor.
Reconsider if you want to celebrate the crimes of Columbus.
It's not your fault.
It happened a long time ago.
But remaining neutral.
And pretending like it didn't happen.
Or that it doesn't still impact us today.
So please.
Take the day to learn the whole story.
Celebrate the people who were here first.
Petition for a nationally recognized indigenous holiday.
So please.
Reconsider the story of Columbus.
Visit reconsidercolumbusday.org.
Okay, so there is a national television commercial attacking one of the great icons in Western history, Christopher Columbus. I mean, all he did was accomplish something that had been previously unprecedented in the history of the world. He rediscovered this side of the globe. He did it by travels, once again, the likes of which that the people who are protesting him couldn't do today with modern technology, even if they tried. So basically what you have in this video was a bunch of non-whites bashing Christopher Columbus. And, you know, what can you do about stuff like this? Well, as we talked about in the last hour with Sam Bushman, supporting those of us who are actively fighting on your behalf in the court of public opinion is something everyone that just heard that commercial and is listening to this show tonight can do. It's also the least you can do. I ask you to think about that. But we had some very interesting comments at thepoliticalcesspool.org to this entry, one of which came from Tim in Arkansas. And he really hits the nail on the head here, and I'm going to toss it back to Scoop for a final word. He said, here's the thing. Watch Apocalypto, which is the Mel Gibson movie. The indigenous Indians that were here were as bloodthirsty as they came. Those people were obviously jealous of the fact that Columbus's discovery is responsible for the extension of Western civilization and First World Order, the people in the video he's talking about. They say Columbus set the stage for slavery, and he may have, but slavery existed in Africa and in the Muslim world as well. The elimination of slavery never even occurred to these folks. Outlawing slavery was a white idea, and only white nations have been truly successful in eliminating it. It still exists in some portions of the world, including Africa. To be sure, Christopher Columbus was a 14th century man, full of the odes and ills typified by the men of that day. By comparison to their chieftains and high priests slash witch doctors, Columbus was a saint. Remove these people from the influence of First World Order and watch how quickly they devolve. These folks are worse than hypocrites and liars. They are the provocateurs of doom. What a bunch of ungrateful losers. Scoop, stay tuned. I'm going to ask you for a final word on that when we come back.
Don't go away. Political Cesspool guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten the free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly, 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
America has lost her way, lost her mooring, forgotten her direction. What once protected us from leftist theories and cloud-born wish lists of egalitarian quacks and crackpots was that our principles and values were grounded on experience, what actually worked, as settlers built new political societies from scratch, from the ground up. America was based on personal responsibility, our right to manage our own affairs without the dictation of central planners or a distant bureaucracy. But we're losing that foundation. We're losing our liberty. At www.truthbasedlogic.com, we offer arguments for which the enemies of traditional America have no answers. Truthbasedlogic.com exists to help us better understand, defend, and restore the heritage we are losing.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the political cesspool radio program. Other articles we're probably not going to have time to get to tonight due to the fact that we're running out of time. The Funny Papers posted this. It's a collection of a couple of comics that have been drawn about the political cesspool over the years. One appeared in a newspaper here in Memphis. The other appeared online at a radical left-wing site. Anyway, they're pretty funny. That's hence the name. Check it out and the story behind it at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We also talk about a couple of other matters that you'll definitely want to educate yourself on. But with that being said, Peter Scoop Stanton, I was sharing with you the attack on Columbus and providing a little context to that with a reader comment. Your take on it, Scoop?
Well, here's a little quick fact about Columbus and exploration back in the day. The Straits of Gibraltar, which connects is a connection between Europe and Africa. Years ago, the shipping industry said the end of the earth was just past the Straits, so nobody would go past the Straits of Gibraltar. Henceforth, Columbus says, wait a minute, the earth has got to be round, because he'd see the mass of the ships coming in the port get taller and taller. So he took three ships, God only knows how seaworthy they were, and brought them across the Atlantic Ocean, which is some of the roughest seas in the world. And this is back over 500 years ago. So
right.
These so-called indigenous people in the U.S., they're crying and complaining about it. However, their lives haven't been that great here until the U.S. of A. said, all right, go open casinos. Then they all became millionaires. And
you know,
everybody wants.
If you watch that video, Scoop, you're exactly right about the casinos. That's what triggered my interruption there. You go and watch this video on YouTube, this Columbus Day commercial. If you go to our website and watch it and then click on the link and reroute over to YouTube, you'll see a great defense of Christopher Columbus from The Sopranos of all places. The TV show, the one-time HBO series, The Sopranos, well, all the mobsters are defending Christopher Columbus. I guess you'd have to be a retrobate or a degenerate like a mobster to defend him. But what they say is spot on. And, you know, I find it very interesting. And they mentioned the casinos and the payouts that the Indians have gotten. You know, what have the white groups gotten for free that they didn't have to bust their humps to get. But what's interesting about what these non-whites say about Columbus, you know, for despite the fact that they allegedly hate the white man so bad and they hate Western civilization so bad, I guarantee you every single one of them takes advantage of, you name it, air conditioning, refrigeration, electricity, air travel, cars, cell phones, running water. Hey, we could go on and on. They hate Columbus. They hate Western civilization. They hate white people. But by God, every single one of them uses the innovations that our people brought to them. And but hey, it's not enough to redeem the fact that Columbus allegedly came over there. You know, Christopher Columbus himself, mind you, came over there and single-handedly introduced slavery and killed off blah, 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 even though, you know, they were killing each other off far more efficiently than Columbus could have done, even in their wildest imagination. But no hypocrisy there, right, Scoop?
No, and if you watch the commercial, which I did during the YouTube clip during the commercial, like I just did, the one lady with the big afro, she was speaking in the so she's not even here in the U.S. of A. So I don't know why, what business she had, but I guess since she has a dark face, she can complain about Columbus.
Yeah, hey, and they can quit using our language, too. They can quit using, they can quit using English language, too, if they hate the West so bad. I know Columbus didn't speak it, but nevertheless, it just goes to show. Anyway, hey, but since when, you know, the left trips over their own hypocrisy every time they open their mouth, but it still doesn't stop them. It still doesn't stop them because they're ideologues. They're not based in fact. They're not based in anything rational. But we are. And thank you, Scoop, for your contributions tonight, my friend. I'm glad you could stay on for a little extended play. We'll talk to you next week. Looking forward to it already.
Same here. Good night, James.
Peter Scoop Stanton, everybody. Another great contribution to the show tonight. Well, I wanted to have Scoop on a little bit earlier this evening because I wanted to end the show on a more uplifting note. It's been a hard show tonight with the news we shared with you at the very beginning of the show. Keep in mind, to keep Keith Alexander and his family in your prayers tonight. But anyway, special night for me. 6 years ago today, I was not hosting, well, I was hosting this show, just not on this very night 6 years ago today. May 5th, 2006 was a Friday night that I'll never forget. It's the night I got married. So that would make tonight my six-year anniversary, my six-year wedding anniversary. Without question, my wife made me a very lucky man on May 5th, 2006. Here I am now, May 5th, 2012. We're still together, still going strong. I got a daughter produced from this holy union. And, you know, I can't help but think of the once-in-a-lifetime experience that I enjoyed 6 years ago tonight. So, therefore, I want to share it with you, my friends and extended family and the listening audience. Now, you may be rightly asking yourself, James, what are you doing at work on a night like this? You should be out having a romantic dinner rather than doing the show. Well, that's a good question and a good point, and I would agree with you, but not to worry. We just returned home, my wife and I did, late last night from a week-long vacation to the Florida Keys, during which we celebrated our special day, and she was good enough to let me plan the trip from a Sunday to a Friday so I wouldn't have to miss a show, even though I told her I'd be more than happy to take the night off. But that's my wife for you, always sacrificing the most wonderful person I've ever met, the best thing that ever happened to me. So when we were planning our anniversary trip a few months ago, we were talking about, yeah, well, I'll just take off a night and we'll do this, or we'll have the night of our wedding fall in the middle of our vacation or whatever, because we don't have a lot of money and we can't take a lot of trips, but we always try to take a trip to mark our anniversary. It's something we've always done. And she said, no, you know, let's just go Sunday. We'll leave on Sunday and we'll come back on Friday. And that's what we did. We left last Sunday morning. We came back late last night. And so therefore I wasn't out of town on a Saturday, and I've been able to do last week's show and tonight as well, even though tonight is once again my wedding anniversary. And I'm actually going to do a little blog. I'm actually working on it right now. I'm going to finish it up right after the show. So you can check it out at thepoliticalcesspool.org. A little picture of my wife and I together, a recent picture of us together, and a little anniversary tribute there. Make it public for everybody to see at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Also going to include one of my favorite verses from Scripture, and it's a verse that I think everybody can take and apply to their relationships. It's the love verse from the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8. I'll read it for you right now in honor of our wedding anniversary tonight, and it reads as such. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not rejoice in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. A great verse for anyone who's married or in a relationship, and that'll be my anniversary gift to all of you tonight on May 5th. A very special day, you know. We decided to get married on May 5th in 2006 because it was my maternal grandmother's birthday, and she had passed away the year before. And I was very close to her as I've been to any of my family members, and I'm very close with all of them. I have a great relationship with my parents, and I'm thankful for that. I'm blessed to have that. But I was particularly close to my maternal grandmother, and she had passed away on May 5th, and so we wanted to get married on May 5th. I can still remember the first day I ever met my wife. My pastor at church was taking the youth group to camp in 2001, and he needed an extra driver to help. They had a couple of extra members of the youth group sign up for the trip, and I didn't go on this particular trip, but he needed a couple of extra drivers to haul everybody up to the state park that they were having the church retreat. And so I told him I would do it. The next day I went to church, and a young lady was assigned to ride with me. And that was in 2001. And 5 years after that, we were married. And 6 years after that, we're still together. We've been together about 11 years now. We started dating in 2002, almost a year after we first met, and got married 4 years after that. And 6 years later, here we are, 11 years. I've known her basically her whole life. She was 16 years old when we met. 26 years old now. And that's it. I remember the wedding night. We're talking about it today. Looking back at all the pictures, what a night. Got married in my parents' backyard. Beautiful wedding. Absolutely beautiful. You think backyard wedding, you think we cut corners. No, this was a very, very fine affair. Anyway, I love you, honey. Happy anniversary. I love everybody else out there. Remember to live life the way we do. With that retreat, surrender, or apology, I'm James Edwards. Broadcast archives will be back up in a couple of days at most. Stay tuned to thepoliticalcesspool.org for more announcements as we continue to grow and make things better for you. Good night, everybody.